Before Christina comes, I want to just share a scripture with you this morning. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Thecla in chapter 3, verses 5 through 13. Well, I'll start with verse 1. Paul says, "Finally, we could stand in no longer. We decided that we should stay alone in Athens, and we sent Timothy to visit you. He's our co-worker for God and our brother proclaiming the good news of Christ. We sent him to strengthen you or to encourage you in your faith and to keep you from becoming disturbed by the troubles that you were going through. But of course, you know that such troubles are going to happen to us as Christians. Even while we were with you, we warned you of the troubles that would soon come. And they did, as you well know." And then picking up in verse 3. "That is why, when I could bear it no longer, I sent Timothy to find out whether your faith was still strong. I was afraid that the tempter, or the devil, had gotten the best of you and that all our work had been useless. Now, Timothy had just returned, bringing the good news that your faith and love is as strong as ever. He reports that you remember our visit with joy and that you want to see us just as much as we want to see you. So we have been greatly comforted by dear friends in all of our crushing troubles and suffering because you have remained strong in the faith. It gives us new life knowing that you remain strong in the Lord. How we thank God for you because of your great joy in the presence of God. Night and day we pray earnestly for you, asking God to help us to see you again and fill up anything that may still be missing in your faith. May God himself, our Father, and our Lord Jesus make it possible for us to come to you very soon. And may the Lord make your love grow and overflow to each other and to everyone, just as our love overflows towards you. As a result, Christ will make your heart strong, blameless, and holy when you stand before God our Father on the day when the Lord Jesus comes with all those who belong to him." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.